Yes, it's Todd.
Okay. Yeah, so we're scrapping Zoom, so we're having some sound issues with that. That happens from time to time, we've noticed, so sorry about that. Well, Todd's here to talk to us a little bit about some upcoming events, including one that takes place tomorrow annually, and that's the First Day Hike.
That is true. We are still a go with the weather. The weather may be a little bit tricky, but doesn't look too bad for our area, and we've been through that before. It is the First Day Hike, and it's put on by America State Parks, and it's a national event, not just a Tuttle thing. Every state participates in it, and there's hikes going across the country all day tomorrow, and it's just a chance to get outdoors and start those New Year's resolutions a little bit right and get some exercise.
All right. That's always a lot of fun. That'll happen, I imagine, rain or snow here. We're forecast to get some snow here tomorrow. Will that go on no matter what?
So far, that's a yes. I mean, it doesn't look too bad for our area. The hike is actually from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon, so we don't get you up too early. Probably want to get there just a little bit early because we do have some T-shirts to give away. We have some hand warmers to give away. Then there'll be a few little snacks if people want to participate that and an opportunity to purchase a license. Also, something different this year, we're partnering with all of our local food banks, so there will be a food drive. So if you come to it and you feel inclined, bring a non-perishable food item that we will donate to Flint Hills Bread Basket here. Right now they're talking about their greatest need is fruit juice. So if you need an idea, something to bring, and we'll collect that and donate that all at the same time. It'll be people should wear some good hiking shoes, prepare for the weather, and warm clothing, of course, and we want people to, be safe about this and wear masks and do social distancing, all that sort of thing. But it'll be a great time, and last year we had like 500 people show up, so get there a little early, not at 10:30.
All right. Definitely a good reminder there, and obviously if there's any changes or announcements that need to happen prior to that, you guys will probably have that on your social media page, I imagine.
Right. The best way always to follow us is just for any updates is our Facebook page, and that's you can find us at Tuttle Creek State Park, Kansas Wildlife Parks and Turbot. If you search for that, you'll find us. And we keep that. I'm on there all the time, actually updating stuff. So best way, or message us that way, and we'll get back to you.
All right, so that's a way to start off your new year here tomorrow. What else do you have coming up here in January?
Well, I'll put a plug in for our neighbor here, the Corps of Engineers. They're having a virtual self-guided eagle tour, and typically that is held in person here by them, but they are just doing it virtual this year because of COVID. And I think you can find the information at their Facebook page, which is U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Tuttle Creek. And basically what it'll do, it'll provide you a map, I believe, and then of some sites to go to. I believe there's four, and two of those are in the state park, which you would need your state park vehicle permits for those. But they'll take you to those sites, and I believe they'll have a sign there with a QR code. If you have a smartphone, you can read that. It'll tell you maybe some things of that site and what you may be looking at or can find there. So that'll be a kind of a neat deal as well. And I think they're going to have that starting January 2nd. And I think they're going to have that up for a while here. And, but we are seeing eagles regular. So if you can't make that, just want to come out on your own, look around the river, look around Rocky Ford, all those areas, you're likely to see some eagles right now.
Well, that's fun. I love to go bird watching every once in a while. I don't do it a lot, but it can be a lot of fun, especially this time of year, with the ones that are not migrating, I guess, to the south. Do you ever get any cranes out there?
On occasion, not real regular, but on occasion, yeah. So
okay. Again, Todd Levin joining us. Go ahead, sorry.
In kind of a scope of bird watching stuff. We kind of tried to take some old lemons and make a little bit of lemonade here. We had an old gatehouse that was just set and abandoned, and so we moved it here in December to the Beaver Pond area, which is the west side of River Pond, the park. There's a nice pool of water there, and regularly hit by waterfowl and a bunch of different songbirds. So we placed it there. It's got some blinds in it, and people can use it no charge, other than the vehicle permit again, just to use it as a photo blind, get you out of the wind a little bit, and everything. And I was told by one person that already that used it that they had a younger child, that worked out real great because they could bring their younger child along and still watch them and not disrupt things, and got some great pictures out of it. And we love it if people take those pictures and share back with us to our Facebook page. We love, you know, sharing the outdoors with people.
Yeah, no question. Todd Lovin joining us here from Tuttle Creek State Park. We also have Ben Jellicoe on the line with us here. He's a game warden with the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Welcome, Ben. I don't think I got a chance to introduce you formally here.
Thank you, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you on. And what's new with you here up at Tuttle Creek?
Well, it's a frosty morning, and just a report on all the water. The lake is pretty well down. It's down quite a lot, but it provides some kind of bird watching and hiking opportunities out there. There's a deer season that starts in the morning, and that is for antlerless only, antlerless being does mainly. That'll go 10 days starting tomorrow morning, and it's for antlerless only. Again, it's meant to keep the population in check. You're only able to take all deer permits revert to an antlerless only for this season. This season goes from the 1st of January to the 10th of January, and in this area, you may only take one doe, or you get you can get a doe tag, but if you have a buck permit, it reverts to antlerless only for this season. And then you're able to take one more if you have the permit carcass tag for an antlerless deer. Now, the state sells five of those in addition to your first either sex tag. Now, I hope this isn't getting too complicated, but those other four tags can only be taken west of Salina or other areas, not in this unit 8 and 9 in Riley and Pottawatomie counties. You're only able to take one additional doe after you fill the either sex tag.
Okay. What have you had any troubles this year with poaching? I know we saw a little bit of that happening. I think it was in Pottawatomie County here about a month ago.
Yeah, there's some reports of we do get regular reports of deer with their heads removed, and sometimes that is related to illegal take of deer. It's been about normal, maybe. Things have changed in the last 10 years. In fact, I think it's gotten things have gotten better in the last 10 years or so. But there's reports of deer that are suspected to be a poached deer this year.
Okay.
On buying tags or buying licenses, what I would like to bring to everyone's attention is I'm going to say it was 6 years ago. Don't hold me to that. But the price went up. The price went from $20, round numbers, to $25. But along with that, two things happened. When you bought a license, it's a 365-day license. So everybody gets the same amount of days on a hunting or fishing license, last 365 days. But there's a way to get a bargain on it, and that is if you buy 5 years at a time, you buy it at the old price. The round numbers is you buy it at $20 rather than $25, $27.50. So if you buy 5 years at a time, you get, and you can do this anywhere anywhere that sells licenses, you get a discount, and it costs you $100 rather than $27.50 per year. It's $100 plus $2.50. So I'll bring that to people's attention, and kind of gets rid of that problem of renewing the license for 5 years. You're set.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. And it even goes for fishing, hunting, and also fur harvesting. I've been tagging some bobcats lately, and I'm bringing that to attention of those that have a fur harvester license, which is needed to take bobcats. Just bring that to their attention that it also is effective for harvesting.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Ben Jedlicka and Todd Lovin, also joining us here from Tuttle Creek State Park. He's the manager up there. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk more about what's going on in the outdoors here on News Radio KMAN's In Focus.